And then we're going over to Adrian Murphy, and we're going over to the Crown Plaza in Northwood and Santry. Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hi, Noel.
Sounds
Hi,
busy there. Sounds very busy there.
It is. It's very busy here, and it's been a great morning so far. A lot of stuff happening with the Lord Mayor, start things off, and with Lynn Rowan here, the Senator, Senator Lynn Rowan, and just amazing. It's an amazing day. And we're here for the Dublin Northwest Area Partnership Social Inclusion Seminar. And I am delighted to be joined here by Mary Corridon, who is the Community Development Programme Manager. So, hi, how are you, Mary?
I'm good. We're having, as you say, a very good day today. Yeah.
Yes, it's been a great morning, and listening to the different groups that are getting the funding to help them do these amazing, amazing things. So tell us about first the Dublin Northwest Partner, to tell us, the listeners, who you are and what you do.
Well, Dublin Northwest Area Partnership is one of the first area-based partnerships that was founded in 1991, and it's evolved. Our title now is Dublin Northwest, so we cover the Dublin Northwest area. And we provide a range of supports that, I suppose, the overall aim is to address disadvantage and promote social inclusion. And in order to do so, we have a number of programs, a community development program, an education program, employment supports, and enterprise.
And then this particular event is for the social inclusion end of things. So tell us about today's event.
Yeah, today's event is a community development initiative organised by the Community Development Department of Dublin Northwest Area Partnership. And I suppose the purpose of this seminar is twofold. Firstly, it's a celebration of the great work done by local community groups in the Dublin Northwest area, local community groups who were funded by Dublin Northwest Area Partnership in 2019. And I think the work that was showcased here this morning was actually really inspirational. And the second, I suppose, purpose is to launch our grants for 2020 and to invite groups to apply and to provide information on the application process.
Right, and one such group that we heard from earlier was the Mellow Spring Childcare Group, and I have Rachel Duff here from that group. Tell us about the great initiative that you were just speaking about earlier. Tell the listeners.
Yeah, so we're a childcare service in Finglas. It's a community not-for-profit community service, and we visit Odenswood Daycare Service, which is a HSC service. We visit them once a week with children age ranging from 3 to 6 years old. So as part of a TOI project, which is Together Old and Young, which was an initiative with Netherlands, the UK, Northern Ireland, Slovenia, Italy and Greece, we took part in a week-long training course, and that then pushed us on to have our own intergenerational learning in Finglas. So that's where we started from.
Brilliant. And the initiative that you were just speaking about earlier, which was to do with the Odenswood Daycare Centre, and it was a bit like that TV programme that was there on recently, where they brought the children into the old age, you know, the old age home, whatever. And it was so great. So you did something similar. You had the children go in. Do you want to tell us about that?
So for the last 18 months, we've been visiting Odenswood once a week with the children. So we do various activities such as making cakes, playing bingo, sports day, and visiting local areas then. And as part of the funding with the social enterprise, we visited the Pillow Hotel, and we visited the Marine Hotel in Sutton. So we took a group of approximately 20 adults and maybe 10, 15 children on both trips as a result of the funding received from the social partnership.
Brilliant. It's a great initiative. And Mary, if I could come back to you, we listened to Anne DeVoy Kelly there from the Befrienders, and that was a lovely project as well that they did. Do you want to tell the listeners about that's another social inclusion project?
I suppose we find that there's a great interest in projects that, I suppose, give people an opportunity to develop creativity and express creativity. And Befrienders are a group that worked with people who experience mental health challenges. And they developed an amazing program called the Through Different Eyes, was the title of the program. And it was a photography program whereby people developed technical skills in photography, but also an important part of the program was to, I suppose, counter isolation and enable people to meet and connect socially with each other. And they had a wonderful exhibition, and I suppose just wonderful photographs are on display here today at the seminar. So it's firsthand. They developed, I suppose, also that they captured their work through video, which is, I suppose, brings the work really to life for people in the audience. It really captures the spirit of the work. And they have a wonderful video of the program Through Different Eyes, which gives personal testimonies of what the program meant to the participants.
Yes, it was. It was a lovely video, wasn't it? Now, there's so many other things happening. There's the University of Third Age are on at the moment, Noel. They're giving a presentation of what they've been doing. Now, this is a celebration of the funding for last year, but it's also helping and telling people how to apply for this year. So maybe you'll let the listeners know what way they can get that funding or what they need to do, what sort of projects they need to be bringing to you.
Well, I suppose firstly, at a practical level, the information on the application process guidelines and the application form will be on our website this afternoon at www.denmark.ie. Also, we're running two information sessions next week on Tuesday at 6 p.m. and on Wednesday at 11 a.m. in Rosehill House, Finglas, which is the headquarters of our office, because we find a lot of people are maybe daunted by filling in application forms and that. So if you're working in the Dublin office area, very welcome to come along to those information sessions. So we provide funding for local community groups, and they can be large groups or small groups, they can be community organisations. And the key thing is that the proposal in the application has to show that the project is promoting social inclusion. So you have to be working with a disadvantaged target group, and you have to be able to show that your work is going to enhance the lives of people in that target group. So it could be that you're working, that you're a member of the travelling community and you have an idea for a program. We had a great men's health program last year that was funded. It could be that you're working with young people who are at risk, and we have Creative Cabaret going to speak now, and they did an arts program that I suppose, again, was about creativity of younger people who may be at risk of engaging in behaviour that would be of risky behaviour. So there's a whole range of activities that may be funded. I suppose there are activities we don't fund, or there are, I suppose, applicants we don't fund, for-profit organisations or statutory organisations. And I suppose that the thing must be achievable within the funding stream, which is a year, so that the proposal must be realistic as well. But I'd encourage anyone to make contact with us, to go to our website and make contact with us if they have any queries, because we can discuss the specifics then with people personally.
You could also help them even if they were setting up a group.
Yes,
you can help them in that.
Yeah, I suppose often the catalyst for setting up a group is a funding opportunity. So we find that we might have a collection of people who have very worthwhile ideas, and they are actually a group in the community, and they might be addressing something in their neighbourhood, but they haven't, you know, come together formally as a committee. And in order to apply for funding, you do need to have a committee. But we have helped groups, you know, to form a committee, and as well as funding, of course, we provide lots of support, mentoring support. So it's not just money, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's we provide expert. We have expert mentors, who are people who do kind of sessional work for us, and they might help a group to set up a committee or develop a constitution or write funding applications. And then we have a team of staff on the ground who also do mentoring. So yeah, at all stages of development, we help groups. Yeah.
Very good. And would you say then, Rachel, was the process, was it an easy process? I know about filling up paperwork, but it was good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We attended various different seminars with DIMWAP, so they gave us great support in helping us fill out the application and telling us exactly what it was that we needed to do. As we had already started the programme in August 2018, we were actually an established group anyway, so it was probably a little bit easier for us then to do that, so we could apply for the funding for two specific trips that we wanted to take. So that was it was quite straightforward for us then, and then the application is actually quite straightforward. It's not a big, long, drawn-out application. It's actually quite user-friendly, so that was very interesting for us.
That's brilliant. Will you be using that? Will you be going on for this intergenerational? Will you be doing that now forward into the future each year?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We started off with visiting one group on a Wednesday afternoon, and that was one of the groups that we took out on the trip. But we've since started going up on a Monday morning to a dementia-specific group, and only now since September we've started going on the Thursday now as well. We don't go 3 days a week. We just pick one day each week. So we're actually there yesterday now reading books and drawing pictures and just generally just chit-chatting and just getting to know each other and learning from each other, which was very interesting.
Yeah. And it's such a lovely, inspirational program that you're doing. You know, for both the children and the older aged, they both get so much out of it, don't they? It's just such a lovely program. From watching reading the TV and watching your presentation earlier, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, to see the interaction and how, as you get older, I suppose it's the circle of life, isn't it? That's what it is. Now, so Noel, we're going back in now to more presentations. We're going to have, as Mary said, Cabra for Youth, and there's Q&A sessions, and then there's Ballymun City Farm. That's another project. Do you want to tell us about a little bit about that?
Yeah, I suppose as part of DENWOP's work and then the community development team, we have a social enterprise coordinator. And social enterprise is a relatively new area in Ireland, but it is like where a business is set up as a business solution to a social problem. So it's another way of approaching social problems from a business perspective. And I suppose in 2019 we were very lucky and very happy to work with Ballymun City Farm, and the proposal is there to set up a city farm, an urban farm in the Ballymun area, which will, I suppose, meet a variety of tick a lot of boxes in terms of concerns about the environment, farm to fork, and also will bring employment and we hope income into Ballymun. That, and it's a tremendous voluntary group that have been working on this for a number of years, and we resource them, I suppose, to develop a promotional video which would help them going forward to raise awareness about their idea and to secure funding, hopefully.
That would be marvellous, wouldn't it? It's absolutely brilliant. So, Noel, it's a busy, busy day here.
It sounds like it's going to be going on all day, Adrian.
Well, I think they're finishing up around 1:30 or thereabouts.
Okay.
They'll go and they'll have lunch around that time. But it's been such a busy day, and they do so much. You know, and I've really enjoyed the morning.
Okay, great work with the partnership there. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you, Noel.
Thank
Take care.
See you Tuesday. Bye.
See you Tuesday. Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Adrian Murphy, and she's coming from the Dublin Northwest Area Partnership Seminar over there in the Crown Plaza in Northwood in Santry. And thanks to her for that. And Adrian comes on just after me on Tuesday with Lunchtime at Selney.